as you allow yourself to begin to take your attention inwards. You can close your eyes and allow yourself to become aware of your breathing. Just noticing as you breathe in and as you breathe out, noticing the quality of your breath. When you find your mind drifting away, you can just bring it back to your breath and then when you're ready to breathe in, count 1, 2, 3 and breathe out 5, 6, in, 2, 3, and out, 5, 6. And then inside of your mind, allow yourself to continue counting in that way. Taking your breath a little deeper now. In your own time, allowing your breath to slow down. And as you continue counting in that way, you can feel the muscles around your lungs relaxing and releasing. With every breath, feeling your body softening, slowing down. Keeping on bringing your mind back to your breath. You may even be aware of noticing a stillness, a calmness, as you have that central focus of your breathing. Noticing that when you breathe out, you can feel your body relaxing into the chair or the bed, feeling every muscle let go. And as you keep breathing more slowly, more deeply, keeping on bringing your focus back to your breath, you can become aware of a very subtle pause at the end of the out-breath and at the end of the in-breath. And in that pause, notice that feeling of stillness. And as you become aware of that now, you may even choose to very slightly lengthen that pause enjoying noticing how for just that moment, everything is still. Everything is calm. Keep on bringing your mind back to your breath as you feel your body relaxing and releasing. With every breath, supporting your body and being calmer. And your bodily functions relaxing, softening, freeing up your energy. And then, as you continue breathing in that way, inside of your mind, you may continue to count, or you may find, as we go on to the next piece, you lose count, and that's fine. You can just allow your mind to become absorbed in what we're doing. So I'd like you to take your mind to your left foot. And as you take your mind there, just noticing the quality of how it feels, starting off with your big toe, your second toe, your third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe, just noticing how they feel right now. Taking your attention to the top of your foot and the bottom of your foot and your ankle. Allowing yourself to notice any sensations, any feelings. And if at any point the muscles aren't completely relaxed, you can allow them to relax now. And then allow your mind to take your attention along your left foot, past your ankle, your shin, and up to your left knee. Noticing any sensations there. And if at any moment you notice any discomfort or you find your mind making any comments, you can just allow that to pass and take your mind back to tuning in to the lower part of your left leg. And then allowing your attention to float up to your left buttock. Having your mind fully aware, fully inhabiting the whole of your left leg. may even notice it feeling heavier as the muscles completely let go. And as you continue to do that now, you can take your mind to the feeling of your right foot, becoming aware of how it feels different to your left foot, in whatever way it feels different now. With your mind starting off focusing on your big toe in your right foot, your second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe, top of your foot and the bottom of your foot, being aware of any sensations, any feelings, and then allowing your mind to move towards your right ankle. Being aware of how your right ankle feels. In your own time, allowing your mind to float toward your right knee. As your lower right leg feels heavier as it relaxes even more deeply. And then you can find your mind floating towards your right buttock, passing your thigh, again noticing any feelings, any sensations, and if at any moment your mind judges in any way, bringing your mind back to just feeling the feeling of your legs as they relax, as they release, as they soften. And then in your own time, taking your attention to your left hand, starting off with your thumb, your second finger, your middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, the palm of your hand, and the back of your hand. Noticing the temperature of your hands. The quality of how they feel today, right now, in this moment. As you allow your mind to float towards your left wrist, all the way to your elbow. Just again noticing how it feels. And if your mind is drifting away, just again bring it back. The more times you catch your mind and bring it back, the more you train your mind to be in a calm, healing state. And then allowing your attention to move towards your left shoulder. And as you become aware of your left shoulder now, feeling that sense of heaviness, of relaxation, of release in your left arm. And then in your own time, taking your attention to your right hand, your thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, palm of your hand, the back of your hand, and your wrist. Just noticing how it feels. Any sensations, any feelings, allowing the muscles to soften, relax, and release. And then allow your mind to move towards your right elbow. Remembering to bring your mind back to the focus. Training your mind to be calmer, more centered. Mind to move towards your right shoulder. And as your attention reaches there, you can feel both your arms and both your legs feeling heavier, more relaxed. Feeling them release. And as you keep that feeling of stillness, calmness, you can just once again check your breathing. And if necessary, slowing it down again or even more, deepening it even more. And then what I'd like you to do is just notice your mind. Notice any thoughts as they come in. You can imagine it's almost like being at a station and a train comes in, and you look at the train for a moment and you decide you're not getting on. So you let it pass through, drift off. So when thoughts come into your mind, you acknowledge them and just let them go. Like clouds in the sky, they just drift away. Allowing yourself to come into a state of witnessing your mind, of noticing your thoughts, letting them go, and then taking your attention back to the feeling of your breath, the feeling of your arms and legs, that moment of stillness at the end of your in-breath and at the end of your out-breath, that moment of stillness becomes your focus, as you allow yourself to feel your mind slowing down, as your mind quietens. And as you continue to do that now, you can know that you can learn on many levels, that every moment you spend in a state of calmness, stillness, in a healing state, and the more you're in that state of healing, more easily your body can build energy, the stronger your body becomes. Again, just taking your attention back to your breathing, your arms and your legs, your hands and your feet. Really enjoying that feeling of letting go, of relaxing, releasing. When you catch your mind having thoughts, maybe having a commentary on what you're doing and how you're doing it, it's really important that as you stop those thoughts and bring your attention back to your breathing, that you do it from a place of calmness, of simply letting go, recognizing that if you get frustrated or beat yourself up, it simply adds to the state you don't want to be in. So as you bring your attention back to your breathing, to your arms and your legs, every time you do that, it's from a place of compassion, of openness, that you'd recognize you're simply retraining your brain to more easily, more comfortably being in this state of calmness even more. And you can allow your mind to notice whereabouts in your body you're most relaxed, whereabouts in your body you're most still. And as you take your mind there now, you can take your breath into that area. With every breath, you can feel those feelings of relaxation, of stillness, spreading even more as you release even more deeply right now. As your mind continues to come back to your breath, to come back to the feeling of your arms and legs, as you continue to relax and release. Knowing the more you have this experience of relaxing and releasing, the more easily you'll find yourself able to enter this state in day-to-day life. In day-to-day life, bringing your mind back your breath, to your arms and your legs. And you can allow your eyes to remain comfortably closed as long as you need to learn whatever you need to learn today, right now, to support yourself in spending more of your life in this state. And then when you've done that, it may take 10 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute or two, but when you've done that, you can allow your eyes to once again be open, but taking all of the time you need. And then when you do come back to the room, you can come back with more of a sense of calmness and more of a sense of stillness. So allowing yourself come back to the room in your own time when you're ready.